Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch-uppers. Welcome to today's catch-up. That was a fun one today.
Yeah, I want to get into it pretty quickly because there are some exciting things. We went on a real roller coaster today, didn't we?
Why?
Well, I'm just looking at the rundown. We did a country rap, which you made me get involved in.
Oh, yeah.
We named our goat, or we took name suggestions. We also talked about saving car spots. And we talked about swear words, like
a
real
roller
coasters.
Yeah. Hey, when you put this podcast together, can you please make sure you put in the bit after the country rap stuff? Because a listener pointed out something about you and the way you sounded during the country rap that I think needs to be shown to the podcast listeners.
I may bury that right at the end of the podcast.
Nah, put it first up, please.
All right, it's coming up next.
Enjoy.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Rap breakdown.
It's Ellie's country rap remakes.
It is the thing to do in 2019. Write a song that's a rap, but also give it a country twang like this one.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Or this one. Everyone's doing it.
It's the trend we didn't know we needed, isn't it?
I know. And now it's here. We can't get enough of it.
No one asked for it. It just happened. And we've been forced upon us. And so we embrace it.
We do embrace it. And we want to capitalize on it ourselves, Josiah, because there's so many great rap songs that have been made over the last 20, 30 years that could now be remade now in this new trend in country rap.
Well, last week you performed Anaconda, which went down very well until you didn't want to do last week. So you didn't like that one, did you?
No, it was a bit naughty. I didn't know. You made me do Candy Shop and I didn't like that.
I was going to say, that's my favourite of all time. That, you know, and we've still had lots of suggestions on the Hit GV Instagram page saying, can you do Candy Shop again?
It wasn't good and the lyrics were very rude. I felt very dirty doing it. But today a whole bunch of great suggestions have come through that I feel like I will get around to doing at some stage. Run DMC, It's Tricky is a good one that I would like to do at some stage. Old Town Road, I can't do that because that's already a country rap song. So the one I've decided to go with is from Macca 921 on Instagram, who wants me to do Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
Well, do us all a favour and don't.
I feel like this isn't going to be my best, but I'm going to give it a crack regardless. And Josiah, I need you to be my hype girl. I need you to be the wasn't me.
No, I don't do country because I don't really agree with it unless it's Old Town Road.
Yeah.
The Get Up, you know it's not my favourite song on the radio.
Doesn't matter.
Old Town Road, I love.
Maybe Shaggy's Wasn't Me, country version will be.
I prefer to listen, but for you, I'll do it.
For you, I will. Thank you very much. Okay. Oh, God, I'm scared. Woo! It's a bit loud.
How do I know when to come in?
You'll know, bud. You'll know, surely. Here it is. Shaggy's It Wasn't Me in country rap. Turn up your radios, y'all. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, hanging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra K? All the time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. Here we go. But she called me on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Coming back in on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
Even had her in the shower.
It wasn't me.
She even called me on camera.
It wasn't me.
Saw the marks on my shoulder.
It wasn't me.
First that I told her.
It wasn't me.
Heard the screams get louder.
It wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Boom. Josiah. You're so good.
First and last time.
No.
I ever get involved with that segment.
From now on, if you suggest a song, make sure it's got two parts, guys, because we've got two country rappers amongst us.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We just did a joint performance of Wasn't Me by Shaggy for Country Rap Remix, and I got you to help me out. We've had a whole bunch of messages to our Hit GV.
About my Wasn't Me.
Yeah. One from Jager said, please never do that again.
Yeah, I'm on board with that message.
And then the best one is from Paige. She says, why does Josiah sound like Scooby-Doo with the wasn't me? Now, I've just taken the liberty of putting together all the times you said wasn't me. Have a listen.
Oh, please don't.
It wasn't me.
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 All right,
wasn't
get it
me.
Off.
It wasn't me.
Get it
wasn't
off. Me. Get it off.
You do sound a lot like Scooby, to
See,
be fair.
This is why I didn't want to do this segment, because I did not approve of that message.
It wasn't me.
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 Oh, so good. You're doing it every week.
You know what? If I heard that, I'd be turning off the radio.
Fair call.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
If you missed it, yesterday on the show, we spoke to Julie from The Shep Show, and we asked her, after last year's success of racing a ferret at The Shep Show, we were looking for a new event and we were wondering what else we could enter. So we got her on the show to have a chat about it and she suggested this.
I'm thinking goat.
Goats. We did goat. Speak about goating yesterday. Goating, is that what it's called?
That'll do it.
So how do we enter the goat competition? Do we get a goat and...
race it?
Yeah, is it a race or is it just who's the prettiest goat?
We don't actually have goat races, but they used to do them. But we do have judging. Well, you've got to walk them around the ring and then they judge on their conformation and appearance and behaviour and how they stand out from the rest.
So there you go. We're getting a goat.
This is so exciting. Now, before you and I head out tomorrow to go meet the goat, mm-hmm. there's some important things that we need to know. And so I've done a bit of research overnight, and goats are some of the most fascinating animals in the world.
I knew there was a reason we picked goating.
Here's a fun one. Goats were the first animals ever to be domesticated.
What, like over a dog?
Instead, before a dog, before cats, whatever animal, they were the very first. 11,000 years ago. How good's that?
Well, back in the day, wasn't it like when you got married, you'd get your dad would give a goat in order to get rid of his daughter?
I guess, maybe not in Australia, but I think in other countries, yes.
Yeah, I feel like that was a thing.
Goats don't have teeth on their upper jaw. They've got like a firm padding instead. So if we don't want to get bitten by the goat, we can put our hands in its mouth. Just don't let it crunch down because the bottom teeth can get you, but the top there's none at the top.
Is that right?
Isn't that clever? They also have rectangular pupils.
Stop it.
We've got circular. They've got rectangular. How good are goats?
Goats are great.
Here we go. They've got four stomachs.
Oh, I think I knew this.
How did you know that?
No, that's like a cow has eight, I think. I didn't know a goat had four.
Well, speaking of cows,
yeah.
The most popular type of milk in the world isn't cow milk. It's goat milk.
God, no wonder they were domesticated early. It all makes sense.
In Australia, America, your mm-hmm. big countries, England, obviously in the westernised countries, yes, cow milk is very popular.
Mm.
But goat's milk is so popular in every other country around the world that way more people drink goat's milk than cow milk, and they reckon it's better for you as well.
Well, do you know what I like? Goat's cheese.
Yeah, it is so good.
Do you reckon if we get out, when we get our goat,
we
can
it?
Milk it and make some cheese? No, oh. I'm not going to cook it.
Imagine at the end we sacrifice our goat.
Oh, Josiah, I don't like goat curry.
Hey, goat, whatever your name is, we're going to name you later.
How dare you?
No, it's been fun. We've had a great week together.
Stop it.
Now it's time for goat curry.
The goat could be listening right now. We're going to go out there today and pick our goat, and you are now telling him we're going to eat him or her.
Well, I wouldn't eat it because this, according to a legend, they reckon goats discovered coffee. We have a lot to thank goats for right now, especially getting up
How
early in the morning.
How did goats discover coffee?
In Ethiopia, right, where coffee first came from, a herd of goats came across some scrubber bushes, which grew coffee. Obviously the beans. And then they saw it. That's where they found the beans. And that's where coffee first came from.
Is that where the name Barista came from?
It's not a sheep.
That was my best ever. I'm so proud of that joke.
We're proud for you.
Thank you.
Here's another one. Goats have accents.
It's going in the promo.
Go on. Goats have accents. How good's that? You could go to a different country. You could go to England. You could go to, I don't know, Afghanistan. You could go to Australia and every goat has its own language.
They bar differently.
Well, they have a different accent.
Like, buh.
Bah.
Buh.
Last but not least, and this ties in with what we're going to do later in the show, after 8:30 this morning, Goulburn Valley, we need your help because we're going to be naming our goat.
Mm.
Goats can be taught their name and to come when called, just like a dog. So we need, yes, that's
We've
right.
We've got a week and a half to teach it its name.
So we need to make sure this name is spot on because we will be using it to call it and bring it towards us and we're going to teach it tricks. This is so cool.
All right. Feel free to get those suggestions flowing in already. We do have a post up on our Instagram, HitGV. You can reply to our story.
Come on, Ellie, give us another pun before we get out.
Oh, we'll be back soon.
Get off with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Robert De Niro. I love Robert De Niro. He's a good old lad, but he's got a bit of a potty mouth. And we learnt this at, I think it was the Oscars last year when he did a speech and basically came out and said, F Trump, which you can't really say on live television. Well, he's done it again. He was again being interviewed about Donald Trump and he really doesn't like the guy. This is on live breakfast television over in the US and he comes out with this.
This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you. Okay, well, you know, this is cable, so it's not an FCC violation, but it is still a Sunday morning. Well,
so there you go. So the interviewer gets a little bit mad at Robert De Niro, and fair enough, because like if you came out and said that on our show, we could get taken off the air.
What if we had Robert De Niro on, right? Yeah. No delay, because obviously we're in a 7-second delay here. Mm-hmm. No delay. Would you interview him? It's one of the biggest names in the world. How do you say no?
Yeah, but I'd have to say, Rob, just before we start, just keep it clean, okay?
Yeah, but what if you bring up Trump?
I won't. We'll just talk about movies and acting and stuff.
Oh,
instead.
You know I'm bringing in a Trump question for sure.
But it got me thinking, I feel like we should teach Robert De Niro some better swear words. Some swear words that won't get you in trouble. And you know what? You and I could use one or two as well, just in case we slip up.
Well, I don't usually swear, but for you, this would be an absolute gem.
I never swear. What are you talking about?
When have you
about?
Ever heard me swear, off or on the air? I'm always a gentleman.
Heaps of times. Heaps of times. I, the other day, stubbed my toe at home and yelled, my housemate hasn't let me live this down. I yelled out, cheese and rice. Oh. She was like, did you just actually say cheese and rice? Yes, because I'm a polite individual. Kind of.
Cheese and rice. I very much doubt you said that.
Okay? I always say cheese and rice.
We're getting Lexi in on Friday to ask if you
cheese
said
and, yeah.
What were you meant to say instead of before you said cheese and rice?
I can't just say. I can't say it on the radio. I'll get taken off. We've been over this.
I always do the mother. And that's it.
You just stop
at mother.
Why are you yelling at your mum?
I don't know, to be honest. I just think I stop halfway there so I don't keep going with it.
Do you have mummy issues?
A little bit, to... Shout out to my mum, who's probably not listening this morning because I have mummy issues.
I did not think this chat would really uncover something so deep about your personality. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. I want to hear your non-swear words. Maybe you've got kids around all the time, so you've had to learn how to not swear. Is it as good as cheese and rice? If anything beats cheese and rice, I'll be stoked. I've had a couple of comments to Facebook. Hooly Dooly is one of them. Bollocks? Can we say bollocks?
Bollocks, yeah, no worries.
Jeez Louise. Oh, I use jeez Louise a lot. I use holy moly a lot too.
Yeah, I've used both of those as well.
Have you? You're such a good person. Golly gosh, bogus, flipping heck. We have opened up the phone lines as well, 13, 12, 16 if you want to get involved. Let's go to Andy from Benalla. Andy, what's your alternative swear word?
Fudgesicle.
Fudgesicle. We've all used fudge from time to time.
Yeah, do you have kids at all, Andy? Why do you use that one?
Because I can't use the real F word, mate.
I mean, that makes sense.
Got two little kids, and they can't even say fudgesicle. They say fudgical.
Oh, that's so cute.
Fudgical.
So they are inheriting the non-swear word from you too.
Yeah, we're a no-swear house.
But is it like a gateway drug, though? You know how they start, Andy, with the smaller stuff and it ends up leading to the worst stuff? Like, if you're starting with fudgical, is it one day in a few years from now your kid's going to be saying the full thing, do you think?
Like, go and park your boat in the far canal.
You go and park your boat in the far canal.
Oh, far canal.
Yeah, furthest place
possible. Furthest one away. All right, cool. I'm scared of Andy, so I'm going to call this right here. Thanks for your call, bud.
See you later.
Let's move on to Tanner from Yarrawonga. Tanner, have you got an alternative swear word?
Yeah, look, it's not myself. It's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And every time like he hurt himself or something like that, he'd always yell out, "Duh, tickle my nipple," and we'd be like, "What? What are you talking about?" It was just one of those things. And then, like normally when someone says "block that," you know, and then he'd be like, "Oh, you fire truck," and then we just he refused. He tried so hard not to swear in front of us. It was so funny.
Tan, I reckon going back to that tickle my nipple, I almost find that more offensive than a swear word.
Oh, that's what I thought as well. But, yeah, it was really weird, eh?
Can I ask a question? Did you ever indeed tickle his nipple?
I was tempted to. But, we just thought that would be a bit awkward.
Wouldn't that be? Yeah. He's angry, so he's instead of swearing, he's saying that. And then you go up and tickle his nipple. That would fire him up even more.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh, that is the best. Thanks so much for your call, Tanner.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
We just had Julie from the Shep Show call as well. And say that she's a fair dinkum user.
Mm.
Yeah, fair dinkum you can use in any situation.
My
can
dad's
good or
a
bad.
Strong fair dinkum. Fair
is
dinkum.
Yeah. I would say it more as a good thing rather than a bad thing, though.
You can use it in both ways. That's the beauty of the Aussie slang,
so
isn't
true.
It?
So bare dinkum,
mate. How good?
Well, there you go. Teach your kids those words, guys. Stop the youth of today from using the really naughty ones.
Clean up society, guys.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming to do here at Josiah and Ellie.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
A debate has enraged the nation of Australia, and it all comes from your hometown of Perth.
Yeah.
You know a place called Mullaloo?
I do know a place called Mullaloo.
Is it nice?
Yeah, beautiful. A little beach spot.
Beautiful. Well, a man has, there's been an empty car. Apparently the car park there is really hard to get a car spot.
Yeah, anywhere along the beach in Perth is quite tough.
So it's packed.
Yeah.
Anyway, one opened up and this guy saw it and his partner was looking for a spot, but unfortunately she was around the other side. So what he's done is he's gone and sat in the middle of the spot so no one else can stand there. You know, you save it, right?
Yeah. Good on him.
Meanwhile, because Mullaloo's so busy.
This would have been over the long weekend. It was just a long weekend in Perth too.
Oh, so even worse.
And Sunday sesh would have gone wild at the Mullaloo Beach Hotel.
So what's happened is this car's pulled into the car spot and seen the man trying to save it for another car. And they've said, nah, no chance. Move out of my way. He said, I'm not moving. I'm saving it for someone. They started having a fight. They started edging closer and closer into the spot. So he just sits there and... They nudged him with the car.
Stop it.
Trying to get him to get up and move. He refused to move. There's footage on Instagram of him with his arms folded saying, nah, nah, nah.
Stop it.
Over and over, refusing to move. Eventually, his car came around the other way. They had a massive blow up, swear words galore. The car backs out, takes off. His missus pulls in. The car spot's theirs.
I tell you what, it takes a big old pair of stones to do that. Like to have the confidence to do that and stick to your guns for both parties. Like if someone sat in a car bay for me, I'd be like, all right, cool, I'll go find another one.
Would you really?
See, yes.
I've had this happen to me around Christmas time and I reckon it makes me so angry. And I've had a similar experience where I've absolutely gone to town on the person. There's nothing that makes me more angry than people saving spots. If you do that, you have no right. It's either first in best dressed in a car park. That's how it is. No other reason.
No, but they got there first.
No, they didn't though.
Their it doesn't matter that they don't have the car. The guy's gone out to search for a car spot. So what if he doesn't have a car yet? It's coming. It's obviously not far off.
But he's not a car. He's a human being. Your car. I'm telling you, my car, if I wanted to pull straight in, will go straight over the top of you.
You're going to run someone over.
People who save car spots for other people are the worst humans in the world.
Okay, what about people who save spots in lines?
They deserve the death penalty.
So if I'm at like Nourish lining up for some sushi and I just say, oh, I've got to duck off and just quickly grab a coffee.
And you get a friend to save it for you? As long as you're in line with your friend buying together, I think that's okay.
What about if I turn to the person behind me? What if you're just a random waiting behind me and I say, hey, I'm just ducking out. I'll be back in... A minute?
Less than a minute or whatever, I think that's okay. You're not going to say no as a stranger because then you're just being an absolute, you know, rude person. Whereas if it's for a car spot, that is the worst of all worst because your car, there's no car in sight.
So you'd never do it? You'd never, like if you were with your girlfriend and you were driving around looking for one, you wouldn't say, quick, jump out and grab that one over there?
No chance at all. First in best dress. I'd see one, I'm like, quick, let's go. Drive to it. And if someone else took it before us, then so be it.
Nah.
Suck it up.
Nah. It's fair game. 13, 12, 16. We're divided on this one this morning. Have your say. Can you save a car bay? Well, Phoebe on Instagram, Hit GV, she sent us a message saying, I agree with Ellie, first in, best dressed.
Phoebe, but you're not first in. You're standing there.
But you are. You found the spot. You discovered. You are the Christopher Columbus. You discovered it first. So therefore, you can stake your claim to it.
Okay. If I see a car spot with my eyes right on the other side of the car park, mm-hmm. You know when you see one, you're like, yeah, there's one free. It's ages over there.
Yeah.
You quickly drive around to get it. Meanwhile, since then, another car's come and taken it well before you. You can't go, excuse me, I saw it with my eyes first.
Yeah.
I discovered it.
No,
that's mine.
But you've sent some. You can, though, say to your friend, say to Bruce next to you. Oh, Bruce, run, stand in the bay. I'll be there in a second. And then Bruce can get claim to it. 100%.
Within 30 seconds for something. But this guy was standing there for like 10 minutes or something. You and Phoebe, death penalty.
Me and Phoebe. Oh, Phoebs, come for a drive with me. You can save some spots for me around
town,
and
if
please.
You do, death penalty.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I've said it many, many times on this show, Josiah. Technology scares me. Technology. Buy it, use it. Robots scare me. I worry that they're going to one day take over the world.
Just let them, man. Just embrace it. Buy yourself a Tesla. Let go, Ellie, and enjoy it.
I'm happy to get a Tesla. I just don't want robots to be, like, doing my job in 10 years. You know what I mean? But finally, there's an invention, a 21st century invention that's come along that I am 100% completely on board with. And that is the invention of a plug-and-play motorized trash can. or wheelie bin.
So how does this work?
So basically, you get a wheelie bin that's connected to your iPhone. It's got wheels on it, obviously, because it's a wheelie bin, and a little electric motorized compartment or whatever. And you can connect it to your smartphone and say, oh, God, Thursday mornings is bin day. So you just click a little button on your app, and every morning at 5 a.m. or whatever, your wheelie bin will just park itself on the side of your verge, drive itself out there. Bins are out. Boom. Don't have to worry about it.
This is a game changer, especially with my roommate Morgan and I. That's like the number one debate we do. She goes, I do everything else. You just do the bins. I'm like, well, I do football training on Wednesday nights. I'm not doing the bins. You do the bins.
You're not a very highly contributing member of your household, are you?
And the other thing is, and here's a little roadblock for your invention here. Mm. We park our wheelie bins behind a locked gate. And to get out of the locked gate, you need a security code.
Yeah.
And what does the wheelie bin do there to get out?
Okay. Well, it's not that smart yet. I mean, give it 20 years and I'm sure it'll be able to type in the security code. But no, for the time being, it's just, I mean, just move your bins, bro. Just put them out the front then.
So already. If we put them out the front of the gate, I can sit in bed, open up my iPhone, put in the app and go wheelie bin to the side of the curb.
Yeah.
And it'll pick itself up, lean back a little bit because it needs to lean on the wheels and go to the side.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? No longer we have that feeling, that dreaded feeling at like 5 o'clock in the morning when you're lying in bed and you hear the rubbish truck out the side and you're like, oh, I forgot.
Can I ask, what is the council going to pay for this? Or?
Oh, look, it's not specifically coming to the Goulburn Valley just yet. But
if we have to pay for our own and only a few people can afford it, I tell you what, wheelie bins that run on robotics will get flogged so quickly around the Goulburn Valley.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, maybe there's a security feature in it. You don't know. Okay, I tell you what, I earn very little money, but for the sake of having a wheelie bin that I don't have to roll out every Thursday morning, I am keen.
Find my wheelie bin.
Yes.
Imagine that on your iPhone, tracking that down. It'd be like lost iPhones all over again. It'd be turning up at Darrow's houses left, right and centre.
And when you open up the app, it says, where will it been? Terrible joke.
So
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
We did announce yesterday on the show, well, we did get challenged by Julie from The Shep Show to compete in the goat wrangling. Not goat wrangling. What is it called? Just the goat show.
The goat show.
The goat show at The Shep Show.
Which means there's going to be goats. There's going to be people walking the goats and they get scored on a criteria. The thing is, we need a goat and she's given us one.
Yeah. We're going to go meet our goat later today. But before we do that, we want to get some suggestions of names for the goat.
Which is very important because earlier in the show, I read out some goat facts and they were fascinating. One in particular, and I didn't know this, but a goat is exactly like a dog where you give it a name and it can come and call when you call its name out. So this name, guys, Goulburn Valley, is very important what you come up with.
Very important. So, we want to spitball a few suggestions. Now, last year we had a ferret at the Shep Show. We called that Roger Federer. We could kind of call the goat Roger Federer because he is the goat of tennis.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Is it too similar, though, to our ferret? We don't want to get our ferret and our goats mixed up.
Well, Serena Williams, then, if it's a girl. Oh. She's the goat, too.
Tiger Woods.
No, I don't want to call him Tiger Woods.
Why not?
Because he's got a checkered past.
Who cares? Maybe our goat's got a checkered past,
too. No, no. Our goat is clean as they come. We've been spitballing a few ideas, the two of us. The Goat Father.
Yeah, see, I like that one a lot.
Yeah?
Mm.
So do I. All right, we'll put that on the list. What about Ryan Goatling?
We're going very much down the same path as the ferret with those ones. We've put it up there on the Hit GV Instagram story. You can reply right now with your suggestions. Jada said Giuseppe. Giuseppe the goat. I don't know how that works. Billy is obviously an obvious
goat.
One. Bradley has suggested this, and I find this really weird. Benny the Boss Goat. And so we thought we'd get Benny the Boss in the studio now. What are your thoughts on that
Once
one,
Once again, I get dragged into this, well, we call it a radio show.
Hey, consider it a compliment. You are the goat of bosses.
Why won't we? I thought we'd settled on, like, I've been listening this morning. Can't it just be that Leonardo DiCaprio goat?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Can I tell you why I'm against the Benny the Goat gear?
Why?
When I was in school, now I'm an Adelaide boy, right? I'm going to admit this on this show. I'm from Adelaide.
Gross. And
when
poor thing.
Don't judge me. I'm a Port Adelaide fan. No, we would refer to people who had multiple partners as like goats.
Oh.
So if you were a lady or a man of the night and had, you know, you enjoyed yeah, mate, she's a goat or he's a goat.
Okay, well, that shows A, that you're old and B, that you're weird because everyone knows that a goat that today in this day and age is the greatest of all time.
How one am I old and how am I weird?
Whoa, stop. It actually makes sense if you think about it.
What?
This suggestion, Benny the Goat, and we've seen your lifestyle.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you do have multiple partners.
I've got about seven mistresses across the Goulburn Valley.
Maybe we do call it Benny the Boss Goat.
Hey, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16. Get involved this morning. Give us a call. We want your suggestions for goat names.
What about just Ellie Cheney Goat?
Well, we did have a suggestion, Benny, saying we should call it Jelly, as in Josiah and Ellie, Jelly the Goat.
That's quite clever. I would rather that than your Benny the Boss Goat.
No, because we're not the goats yet. You know? We want something that is actually the greatest of all time.
Okay. All right. Look, it
so
is.
So stop suggesting stuff. It's our show.
Whoa. Whoa. I'll see my office at 9:30.
If you've got any suggestions, give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
She's all right today, mate.
It's one of those days. With
Josiah and Ellie. Name our goat. The goat that we will be training up and showing at the Shep Show next week.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the Shep Show as well. We'll be there, obviously, with our goat. But first we need to meet it, which we're going to be doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do give a goat a name, they respond to it just like a dog. I read that fact out before. So this a name is very important to us.
Very important. So thank you for all the suggestions that have been flowing through.
Yeah, we had Kai from Benalla. Thanks for your call. He wants us to call it the goatee.
Oh, good one. You should grow a goatee. Can you grow a goatee?
Well, I've already got one. I just have to shave my beard off.
Perfect. Done. We'll lock that in.
Well, hang on. I haven't said yes.
No, you don't get a choice in this, okay?
I'll grow a goatee.
You're doing it for the people and the goat.
Sure.
Let's go to Hayley from Wang. Hayley, have you got a goat name suggestion for us?
I do. Django.
Django. Like Django'd Unchained?
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't. Oh, have you?
Oh, it's one of my favourite movies, Hayley. But what's the goat scene? I can't think.
There is no goat scene. I just thought it was a cool idea.
Yeah, it's just a cool pun, Josiah.
You know what? Django's like a nice name for an animal. Like, I could call a dog that.
Isn't the movie really violent?
It is. Yeah, so violent.
We don't want a violent goat, though.
Yeah, but it's such a good movie, though. Maybe it's the goat of all movies. That's why we should call it that.
We call our goat Jangoat, and then it goes and kills all the other goats in the competition. I mean, it's one way to win, to be fair.
Jangoat. Hayley, love
a
it.
It's on, steed.
It's on the list.
All right, let's move on to Cam from Deniliquin. Cam, have you got a goat name suggestion for us?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Nathan Lyon, the cricketer.
Oh.
They call him the goat.
Is he the goat? Isn't Don Bradman the goat of cricket, though?
Everyone calls Nathan Lyon the goat these days.
Yeah, because it's a bit of a running joke, isn't it? Because he's doing so well spin bowling, we didn't expect him to.
That's right.
All right, Nathan Lyon. It's on. What if it's a female goat that we get? Are you okay with still calling it Nathan Lyon?
We can call it Gary.
Which is Nathan Lyon's nickname. Exactly right.
Yeah. Gary the goat. It's got a nice ring to it.
It's funny you say that. We do have suggestions coming through on Instagram. Hit GV if you want to get involved for both Nathan Lyon and Gary the goat. Stop so it's that. Very popular at this stage.
All right. Thanks, Cam. We'll chuck it on the list.
No worries.
All right. We've got some good suggestions. I like this one from Paris that she's just sent through as well. G-Unit.
G-Unit.
If we've got a gangster goat.
Yeah, goat unit.
Yeah. The goat unit. I feel like we'll keep asking for suggestions. We'll keep up the post on Instagram. You can comment on it at any time. Tomorrow we'll narrow it down to a top three, I reckon.
Oh, can we not just do that today?
Nah, because there's too many. Look at all the good ones that are coming through. People are only just seeing it, just hearing it.
We literally, our phones are going nuts with suggestions and the phones as well. So thank you. But Ellie, we need to go meet it. I guess we can take some of the suggestions if you guys keep sending them in. Hit GV on Instagram, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook page.
Mm.
And when we see a goat, you know when you name a kid?
Yeah.
A lot of parents say, neither of you or I are both not parents, but when you see a kid, you have your name ideas and you see it and you're like, ah, yes, you're a Michelle. Or, ah, yeah, you're definitely a Steve.
How dare you say we're not parents? We had a ferret last year. We're about to have a goat. Like, we're parents.
I meant of actual human babies.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've never had anything come out.
Well, maybe when we meet the goat today, well, have you? Maybe when we see the goat today, we'll see it and go, yes, that's right. You're a Gary.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So tomorrow, whoa, I'm so glad it's in the show.
There's a lot coming out your mouth today.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You know what's fired me up this morning, Josiah?
Oh, here we go.
And it's fired me up so much that I'm bringing back something we haven't played on this show for a long time, and that is this.
I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
News has broken this week that something's coming back, something that's excited the majority of Australia, and that is the Caramilk chocolate bar or chocolate block or whatever it is. I don't even know.
Mm.
Now, the reason it's made me angry, and like, you know, I said on the show yesterday, I am one to jump on a bandwagon big time. Like, I became a Richmond Tigers supporter over the weekend.
You're going
to
become a Canberra Raiders fan this weekend,
yeah,
with me?
Happy to jump on those bandwagons.
Thank you very much.
What I'm not happy to jump on is the caramel milk thing, because I feel like it's gotten too big. People are coming out. Okay, so ages ago they banned caramel milk, for those of you who don't know. Well, not banned it, but took it off the shelves.
So basically, tell us caramel milk. It's a caramel flavoured Cadbury block.
Yeah.
It's just it's caramel slash milk, I'm guessing, caramel.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like white chocolate with a caramel tinge to it, I think. But I don't understand why everyone goes so crazy about it. So when they discontinued it, people were auctioning off blocks of caramel milk for like $1,000 on eBay, and people were buying them.
Put up photos of caramel milk on our social media, Hit Facebook page, all that sort of stuff. It goes nuts. People go literally crazy for it.
I know, but what's so good about it?
It's not. And you know I'm a chocolate connoisseur.
So, yeah, that's big of you to say.
So I was going to hold you up there, because if you talked about, you know, hazelnut or anything like that, you know, I'll be very angry as well.
Mm.
But caramel milk, I'm on board, is so overrated.
Are you and I think this is the first time you and I have been angry about the same thing.
I get angry.
It's cute. I just don't understand. So it's supposed to be coming back to shelves today. And then yesterday, all these photos were surfacing of like spotted in Woolies, caramel milk, it's back. I'm going to like, my year just got made. No, your year didn't get made. It's a piece of chocolate.
No, I tried some when it came back a few months ago, just temporarily. Terrible.
Yeah.
It just tastes like white chocolate. If I want white chocolate, I'm having Top Deck.
Yes, exactly. Just get a box of favourite and pick out the white bit.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Probably the most controversial issue in Shepparton in particular and in the Goulburn Valley at the moment is the new super school that's about to start being built. And there is a lot of opposition in society to the super school. And someone who's quite heavily opposed to it is Robin Bischetti. She started up the Stop Shepparton Super School Facebook page, which now has over 2,000 members, and she's organising a rally this Friday. So we thought we'd get her on to have a chat about it. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on.
Robin, I'm confused. Ellie and I recently went to Shep High. We did a little chat to there, and we got around talking to a lot of the students there, and I was asking them all to gauge their thoughts, because I was like, it's very strong on social media how against it people are, but is that what it's like in real life? We went to the school, and I can confirm at least 99% of the students don't want it to happen either. So how is it going ahead?
That's a very good question. We keep trying to ask James Molino and Daniel Andrews, and they're just not listening to us. They refuse, well, can't say they refuse, but they won't have meetings with us. So I honestly don't know. You know, a lot of parents are against this, especially the transition phase. I honestly can't answer that for you.
So what's your ideal outcome? Is it for it to be completely stopped and just, you know, life goes on as normal, or do you still want some form of a new school? What are you after?
Look, I said from the start, you know, build your school, but not a school for 3,000 students,
mm-hmm.
and most definitely not the only school in the Shepparton district.
Mm.
You know, we need another choice. I think that's clear. I know a lot of people have said they want an old, like the old North Tech school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are probably pretty young. You don't remember the old North Tech. They would like a trade school, which is what they call them these days, which I think would be a fantastic idea in our area. But you can't take our choices away, and that's what they're doing. They are forcing you to go to that school. They are forcing our children into the transition phase, and we can't do anything about it.
Do you reckon you have a chance? Because like you said, they're really not listening. So is it just, are we hitting dead, you know, what's the word here I'm looking for?
Dead
ends, that's the word. It's pretty simple.
Look, we might be, but we're not going to stop until that first brick is laid. Because once that's laid, then, well, we are defeated. But, you know, I mean, we look at different things that they've done before, and then 10 years later they turn around and go, oh, we shouldn't have done that, or it was a mistake. Well, you know, we're trying to tell you this is a mistake. It's not right for our area of Shepparton. It's all the schools that they've done before. They call them SWISs, schools within schools. Yes, they work. Yes, they, you know, go along, but they're not performing any better than what our schools are in the Shepparton district now.
Yeah, right.
So I don't understand why they're doing it, why they're forcing this onto us.
What do you think the biggest concerns are for kids going to the super school?
Well, like I said, number one, it's bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, 3,000 kids. There's 25 kids per classroom for one teacher. Kids are going to slip through the system. You know, you can't tell me they won't. And like I said, bullying is a really major issue because I know of schools, I know kids who have left schools because they've been bullied by a group of kids. They've gone to another school to get away from them. So that's not going to happen. You're going to be there faced with your bully child.
Well, not to mention, Robin, we live in the most multicultural regional town in Australia. As much as we'd love to say it would work, when you force them all into the one place with each other at the one time, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be problems.
Yes, and I agree with you 100%.
Do you think maybe initially, yes, there might be, as there is with any kind of, you know, assimilation and collaborating, but eventually it will be okay once everyone gets used to it?
Well, that's been said, but I mean, Shep's been like that for years. You still have your different cultures, your different aspects, your different things now. I mean, even when I was at school, you had different kids that were from different cultures, and those issues are still here today. Like, so I don't see how, you know, forcing them all together is going to make anything different.
This Friday, tell us before we wrap up, Robin, how can people help out? How can they protest?
Yep, they can come along. We're starting it out the front of Susanna Sheed's office because Susanna, she is refusing. We've been in there for appointments and we're not getting appointments with her, so she's not listening to the constituents. We are starting there, so hopefully she can hear us. And from there, we are walking down the main street of Shepparton, down Wyndham Street, and we are heading down to the Queen's Gardens.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. And if Susanna is listening, we are open to have her on the show as well to share her side as well. She is a lovely lady and has been on the show before. So fingers crossed, she'd love to come on and share her views. Hopefully listens to you guys as well, Robin. Good luck for Friday, all right?
Yes, well, thank you guys.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.